Welcome to the Thursday, December 22nd, 2011 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. One little postscript about the 64-bit Windows 7 flaw that I talked about yesterday. One of the criticisms that comes about this flaw is that the proof of concept requires the user to run Safari, which of course is not very likely. However, as I pointed out yesterday, the proof of concept requires Safari. However, the real flaw is in Windows itself, and just this particular proof of concept exploit uses Safari to reach that particular vulnerable feature. It's very possible that other software, like other web browsers, are able to trigger this flaw as well. And then while we're talking about browsers and security vulnerabilities, there's also a new version of Firefox out, Firefox 9, that closes a couple of important security issues. The interesting part about these security issues is that part of them are part of these new HTML5 tags, and many people warned that, for example, including all these video and audio decoders in the browser may lead to security issues, because we have seen security problems in these decoders in the past. Firefox 9 fixes problems that could use to remote code execution in the AUG video parser and SVG parser. And well, why would you ever click on a link that links to a corrupt video to exploit a flaw like this? Lady Gaga's Facebook and Twitter account was hacked a couple days ago, and whoever hacked it was actually pretty good in adding content to the accounts. The attacker took care that the language and such fit, and then added a link that promised a free iPad, but really then turned out to be a phishing attempt. According to the statistics from some of the screenshots that were published by Sophos, the link was clicked at about 130,000 times. And security researcher Billy Rice joins the other researchers that have looked at Siemens' SCADA hardware and software and figured out that, well, it's not really all that secure, and that Siemens isn't really doing enough to make it secure, and particularly is denying some of the holes that were found by these researchers. Rias is pointing out a number of issues, for example, a weak password in a default installed of 100, which, well, you could say is not that bad because people should change that anyway. But then he goes on to say that, first of all, once you change it, you may not change it everywhere, so the user interface is very confusing and it's easy to overlook some of the accounts that the system sets up. And then that for the web interface, for example, the session cookies are far from random and could be spoofed. Bill reported these flaws to Siemens and the industrial control systems, ISAC, but hasn't really gotten a response back other than that they essentially deny these flaws exist. And you may have heard about the Stop Online Privacy Act, this fairly controversial piece of legislation that is currently making its way through the US legislative system. As it turns out, one of the cornerstones of the system is to actually force ISPs to mess with DNS resolution to prevent users from reaching prohibited content. Well, there's now a Firefox extension to work around this legislation. What it does is that it essentially just tries to use foreign or offshore DNS servers to do its lookups, and then hopefully those DNS servers would not be affected by this legislation. They say it's just a proof of concept now, and of course, you know, there could be ways that a plugin like this could be fooled, but still just shows that this legislation, while very disruptive to the way the internet is really supposed to work, is probably not really going to address the problem that it's supposed to address. Well, anyway, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.